At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road. Get in
zone, AutoZone. So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone. Get in
zone, AutoZone. And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination. Get in zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Folks, what's going on, Grid?
This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Pro Football Rewind.
All right, we are in here. Pro Football Rewind, hour number two. Kevin Walsh here alongside Davis Maddock. We're going through this Week 14 slate, man. And we left you talking about the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins, to me, not all that great. And it almost feels like when it's obvious that Cousins is going to have a big game. I think back to the Thursday nighter against the Redskins. That's just when he doesn't come through. Everybody was ranking him at least a top 10 quarterback for fantasy this week. And I would label this a pretty disappointing performance against the Lions.
Pretty disappointing, but I think you got to lay some of that blame on the Detroit Lions. You know, the two teams, it's a give and a take, and the Lions did not do very much giving in this game. So the Vikings, they were pretty comfortable just running the ball. Alexander Mattison got to 14 carries in this game. Yeah. Really was a game where the Vikings offense never had to get out of second gear. You know, Diggs had a pretty disappointing game. I believe that Kyle Rudolph had his worst fantasy game of the last 2 months. Basically since Adam Thielen has been injured. So I think you can pretty comfortably say, yeah, I mean, he was disappointing, but can you start Kirk Cousins going forward? Yeah, I still think you can.
The question for me before we move on from this game, and then you add anything else that you'd like, but it's really, if Adam Thielen is back next week against the Chargers, how much does that change things for this offense? Are you more excited about Cousins? Does it make Kyle Rudolph maybe a sit instead of a start?
Yeah, I definitely am going to be off of pretty much all Vikings pass catchers other than Steph Diggs when Thielen gets back. And from all reports, it sounds like he is getting a little bit closer. But yeah, guys like Irv Smith, Kyle Rudolph, Olabisi Johnson, those guys, you know, they go from being, you know, kind of maybe borderline flex plays to being like legit guys you don't even want on your roster.
Yeah, I'm gonna move on now to Dolphins Jets. Unless there's any other thing I missed in this one.
No, I think that's about it.
Good. Now Dolphins Jets, not the most exciting game coming in, but it was close. It was competitive till the end. The Jets win on the walk off field goal, 22-21. It's funny that the Dolphins are actually starting to flirt with their season win total. And I heard someone say yesterday, I think it's spot on. Ryan Fitzpatrick, when he absolutely goes into F it mode, is actually kind of serviceable as a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think both of the quarterbacks kind of acquitted themselves well in this game, right? Like, I think Fitzpatrick seemed like he was, he was moving the ball, was running a little bit, was actually the leading rusher for the team. And then, yeah, Darnold led the team down the field. Now, he did take a horrible, horrible sack that actually should have cost the Jets the game. And then there was the challenge defensive pass interference that moved them back in the field goal range. But yeah, I mean, I think both of the quarterbacks should feel proud of how they played.
Devontae Parker, a lot of people really excited about him coming off the game where he dominates the Eagles. Pretty underwhelming, 2 catches, 28 yards. What's the outlook for Parker moving forward?
Well, it's pretty bad because when you get concussed for a team that, you know, not going to make the playoffs, not really playing for much of anything, in fact, would actually probably like to lose for the rest of this year to secure the best draft pick, I don't know how incentivized he is going to be to rush back from this concussion. So, yeah, I think probably if Devontae Parker was getting you to this point of the fantasy season, you probably should plan on moving forward without him.
Perhaps an option. I don't know how available he would be in leagues, but Robbie Anderson, I know at some point was dropped around leagues. Been incredible these past couple of weeks. Back-to-back 100-yard games, paired that with 7 catches and a touchdown today. Are you buying Robbie Anderson to close out this season?
Yeah, I am, because I always believed that he was the most talented wide receiver on this team. You know, I think he's definitely better than Jamison Crowder. Think that he is for sure better than Demaryius Thomas, you know, and these other contributors they have. Ryan Griffin got injured in this game, so they were giving snaps to Daniel Brown, Braxton Berrios. Ty Montgomery was actually featured as a pass catcher a little bit in this game as well. So if you have Robbie Anderson and you were, you know, maybe not super into how he was performing for the first month or so of the season, I think you have to feel pretty good about the performance that he's had over the last 2 weeks, because this is more indicative of like his true talent level.
For me, the only other question here is if Lev Bell is out Thursday. Now, they said he missed the game this week because of illness, but for me, I don't know. I think he's moving on after this year. Maybe both sides kind of handshake agreement. Look, I'm not trying to get hurt. You don't want me hurt if you're going to sell me. If he's not playing Thursday, the short week against the Ravens, Bilal Powell, are you ready to roll with Bilal?
Definitely. Yeah. And I do not think that he is going to play for the rest of this year. I think we've kind of gotten some small reports that he is not going to be in. They've talked about the fact that he is going to be traded, probably going to be moved on from at the end of the year. So, yeah, I do think that Bilal Powell is going to play. And Ty Montgomery got 9 carries in this game. Josh Adams was not used at all. So that was pretty big, because we were actually projecting. Josh Adams to get about 15% of the groundwork in this game. So if you were able to scoop Bilal Powell up off the waiver wire over the last week and Le'Veon Bell does not play on Thursday, I think he's back in your lineup.
Well, Davis, then project for me a little bit here. If Lev Bell's going to be moved on, is there one or two places to you that pop out as ideal landing spots, and maybe even what you think the potential return could be for Lev Bell on the market?
Well, the team that everyone is going to talk about needing a running back is going to be Tampa Bay. They have that rotation with Dare Ogunbowale, Ronald Jones, and Peyton Barber. In today's game, both Jones and Barber got exactly 11 carries. Dare Ogunbowale was targeted 5 times in the passing game. And that's just where everyone, you know, talks about needing a running back. That, to me, is still the most likely outcome, because I don't think Ronald Jones has done enough to be like, okay, you know, I am the guy moving forward. So I think that's certainly a spot. I think Houston is a spot if they decide to, not proceed with Lamar Miller after his knee injury. I also think that Buffalo is another interesting spot, because similar to how the Baltimore Ravens use that multi running back setup, I definitely think that the Buffalo Bills, with how run heavy they want to be, it would be very good for them to have, you know, instead of Frank Gore, what if you're giving Le'Veon Bell 15 carries and 5 targets a game, and then you give, you know, 10 carries and 3 targets to Singletary? That's pretty interesting to me as well.
I'll tell you what, Bruce Arians getting his hands on a guy like Lev Bell is also interesting. I'll take this opportunity to transition to Bucks Colts, as I know we're approaching the break. We've already kind of talked about this game in terms of Mike Evans and how that projects moving forward, but you were just talking about the ground game. Ronald Jones getting benched a week before the fantasy playoffs, maybe the best thing that happened to owners, because now they knew to back off, and that was clearly the right play today. I would think that's the right play also to finish out this season.
Man, that's so brutal because I started Ronald Jones in the NFC Silver Bullet, which is a high-stakes fantasy football league championship. And the roster decision that me and Michael Leone had was Raheem Mostert versus Ronald Jones. Oh. We went Ronald Jones. And
can't blame you,
we
though.
Knew that was wrong about a drive-in.
Yeah, I mean, I still kind of can't believe that Bruce benched him because he missed one block. That is someone who's like, yeah, I don't care if it says we're mathematically alive. We're not making the playoffs. I'm doing whatever I want here, kid. You're getting benched. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Colts side of things. And, I mean, Jameis Winston, just is this guy going to be in Tampa next year? We'll talk a little bit about that on the other side for Pro Football Rewind.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
We are back here. Great intro song. Kevin Walsh and Davis Maddock. Pro Football Rewind. We left you guys talking about Bucks Colts here. We've already talked a lot about this Mike Evans injury and what it could mean. But Jameis Winston is just an enigma, Davis. I mean, the fact that I thought he was genuinely benched, it was just the injury. I mean, he's the only guy other than like Cole McDonald at Hawaii who can be benched while having three touchdowns and 300 yards, and you actually understand it. They win again here. I think that's three straight for the Bucs. 33 completions on 45 attempts, 456 yards, four touchdowns, three interceptions. He also had a rushing touchdown in this game. Like, is Jameis going to be the guy next year in Tampa Bay?
if I was in charge of Tampa Bay, he would be the guy. I would be bringing Jameis back. I would pay him. No, I wouldn't try and give him the Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, the mega extension. Mm-hmm. But I would bring him back because you live with what Jameis gives you. So he had three interceptions today. One of them for sure was not his fault. It went off of Perryman's hands, bounced up in the air right into the defender's arms. But, you know, again, 45 passing attempts, 456 passing yards, and did so with Mike Evans only playing one quarter and being targeted only twice. You know, he was making things happen with OJ Howard, Justin Watson, Cameron Brate, you know, Dare Ogunbowale, five targets in this game. So me, you know, if I was making the decisions, I would be in on Jameis, but I totally get why, like, real football people, why they don't want to pay Jameis, because when he makes his mistakes, they look horrible.
Yeah. I do think if he comes at a discount and it's not Goff, Wentz, Dak money, those record breakers, that becomes very intriguing. I've always wondered if part of the agreement to get Bruce Arians to come back to the sideline was them saying, if you want to move on from Winston, it's entirely your call. We will do just that. On the Colts side of things, I mean, Davis, I'm old enough to remember when this team looked like the favorites to win the AFC South. They're now under 500, and the Titans and the Texans have a lead that where I don't see the Colts are going to be able to come back and make a case for this thing. What's the outlook for the Colts, you know, not just regular season-wise, but also fantasy?
I'm just barely old enough to remember when this Colts team was viewed as the favorite. So a couple things have happened to them. The first is that Jacoby Brissett was definitely giving us a little bit of a false positive at the beginning of the year. He had, you know, an unsustainably high touchdown rate. Marlon Mack was playing, you know, incredibly well. But, you know, they started out that OT game against the Chargers. We thought the Chargers were really good. Turns out they weren't. They beat the Titans again. You know, they had less than 300 total yards of offense. They beat the Falcons. We thought the Falcons were good. They aren't. They lost to the Raiders at home. That probably should have been a warning sign. Where everything went wrong, where we started to think of them as a different team, was that Kansas City Chiefs win. And we found out that basically the Chiefs just have this horrible run defense. So if you're able to get ahead of them, mm-hmm. you can actually grind them down and win. It's just teams don't get ahead of them very often.
Right.
I think that Brissett is mostly fine. And, you know, there also have been a ton of injuries on this offense, right? So they've had Marlon Mack they got him back in this game, but they were without him for a couple games. They were without T.Y. Hilton. They are without Eric Ebron. They're without Chester Rogers. So their wide receivers in this game were guys you've never even heard of, right? Mm-hmm. Marcus Johnson, an undrafted free agent from Texas.
Yeah.
Ross Travis, this career, you know, undrafted free agent kind of guy. So, you know, there's just not a lot of talent on this offense, basically.
I think the big question then for fantasy owners and people, if you're really looking for start sits, it's got to be Marlon Mack, who came back today. If you played him, at least you got the touchdown to make it salvageable, right? It was he closed in on kind of a 10-point day. The worry for me, and maybe I'm getting too caught up here on a narrative, is them traveling to the Dome next week against a Saints team that gave up 48 points and lost in a heartbreaker. If they're pissed off and locked in, it could be a tall task, but is Marlon Mack a start regardless next week?
I would not be super interested in starting Marlon Mack at the Saints because their defense is okay, but I would expect the Colts to get behind in this game pretty quickly. And I don't know if you can be calling, you know, 20 running plays when you're down 14 points in the Superdome. I would probably be more interested in playing Zach Pascal or Nyheim Hines than I would mm-hmm. Marlon Mack. I also think that Paris Campbell, who had five targets in this game, I would think that his role next week is going to increase as he gets another week of health back underneath him. So yeah, I would be looking for ways to not start him next week.
Any other thing to hit here before we hit Broncos Texans?
You know, there's not much going on here. I mean, I guess Zachary Pascal, if he's out there in your league, he's probably owned in most competitive leagues, but right. 9 targets, 74 yards and a touchdown. He is just playing the T.Y. Hilton position mm-hmm. for the Indianapolis Colts. And that's a very good position to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. Broncos Texans. It was, I think, you know, I look at the board, probably the upset of the day here. Drew Lock was incredible. I'm someone who was, I thought Denver maybe could keep it close. That's why I teased the Texans down to 2. I don't know why I didn't just put the Broncos up, that things would have gone well. I mean, is this Drew Lock stuff for real?
I don't know if it's for real. He is, and this goes back to his college career at Mizzou. When Drew Lock is playing with a lead, he's great because, you know, he's playing without having to force things. He can throw the ball away. He can scramble a little bit. But when Missouri was trailing, when Drew Lock was there, he was one of the worst quarterbacks you're going to see. Basically, his numbers when the team was up 7 points and when his team was down 7 points were just wild. Some of the biggest splits you're ever going to see. Now, obviously, Denver has led basically for all of Drew Lock's entire NFL career. The Denver Broncos have been ahead. He is undefeated as a starting NFL quarterback. And if I could compliment him in a non-backhanded way, I would say the guy has an absolute cannon. He really does. He whips the ball around, and I think he's pretty accurate as well. Now, if I can backhand it a little bit, about 33% of his passing yardage came on a run after the catch by Noah Font. It was about 75 yards, and he got tackled at the 8-yard line. Yeah. But, you know, he did make a great touchdown throw to Jeff Heuermann on the run and, you know, really was just in control of this game the entire time. So I'm hesitant to say it's for real, but I'm not doubting him on purpose.
I think really what matters the most is next week them playing this Chiefs defense while they held the Pats to 16 in Foxborough. There's something wrong with the Pats, and we'll have the ability to expand on that game later. How many Broncos do you think you're comfortable starting in a playoff fantasy matchup next week against that Chiefs defense in Kansas City?
Lindsey, I would start. Fant, I would start, and Cortland Sutton, I would start. Royce Freeman in maybe like a 14-team league, Tim Patrick in maybe like a 16-team league, or like a quadruple flex style league or something. But that really is about it. I would not start Drew Lock. I would imagine I'll probably rank Drew Lock around like quarterback 18 or something like that. Like startable, but not great, basically.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, and I'm sure there could be look-ahead lines available right now. I'm wondering if somehow we could see the Broncos' performance get you value on the Chiefs. Like, it's hard because the Chiefs are coming off that Pats win, and as good as this has all been, and maybe I'm crazy for wanting to, you know, bet against a guy who's clearly inspired this team, but it would not surprise me to see this kind of come crashing down next week in Kansas City.
Well, yeah, I mean, if this line is like, if they go to Kansas City and this line is like 6.5, I mean, that might be a Davis-Matic blood bank guarantee, because the Kansas City Chiefs offense is, they're not back, but they are getting there. Tyreek looked better today. They're getting their swagger back a little bit. They scored a touchdown on a Travis Kelce wildcat zone read play. Like, they're starting to do full Chiefs things again. Mm-hmm. And, Drew Lock, nice story. Coming into playing at Arrowhead, it's a little different.
Yeah, I'm seeing like an 11.5 out there, so I don't know if our dream.
Yeah, 11.5 is the right line for sure.
On the Texans side of things, I mean, look, at the end of the day, Watson had a monster day, but I went over 1.5 touchdown passes. So in my eyes, Davis, it was a garbage performance.
Oh, I was right there with you. I used Kenny Stills a ton in DFS because he was very cheap on both of the sites. And he just got, he basically was benched and replaced by Jordan Akins, who the last time Fuller was out, Akins wasn't there.
Stills' fumble spun the whole game. I thought they were going to blow it dead, and then they just handed off the guy, and it was 14-0, and the game was just over from there. We can expand on the Texans on the other side and then jump into that 4:00 window from week 14.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go on and be the next daily fantasy millionaire. Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com's optimizer and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/DUNK to learn more. That's DailyRoto.com/DUNK. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. So, Davis, we were talking about this Texans team. Huge day from Watson and Hopkins in terms of fantasy. Outside of that, not really a lot for us to sink our teeth into.
Now, pretty much everyone sucked. The one thing to note for fantasy is that Kiki Cutie, after being benched, he was inactive for 4 straight weeks for the Houston Texans. He is now back. He's running ahead of Kenny Stills with Will Fuller inactive. He was targeted 8 times, and even Jordan Akins was targeted 9 times in this game. That was, again, more than Kenny Stills. I think Kenny Stills, you can pretty comfortably drop him in all formats.
Yeah, that fumble was just costly. I'm ready to jump in the 4 o'clock slate if you are.
Yeah, let's do it.
Fantastic. We start with the Chargers-Jaguars game, 45-10. The Chargers absolutely rout this team. It's weird because they're way more talented than the Jags. This does come as a surprise because it's the first time we've seen them put it together. Buying into the Chargers finishing out this season strong?
I mean, I'll probably treat them in terms of betting against the spread. I will treat them like the team that we expected them to be in the preseason. But you just have to know when you're wagering on the Chargers, things can go sideways, and they can go sideways very, very, very quickly. You know, basically, Phillip Rivers was born into a situation where his team is getting the ball back under 2 minutes left, down a single score. And yeah, he did not find that situation today, because I think the Jaguars, I think they've just given up. I don't know. I think DJ Shark, who did get banged up in this game, he is the only member of the Jaguars that I would start. I guess you have to start Leonard Fournette. Mm-hmm. But if you're starting Leonard Fournette, you are deeply unhappy about it in the fantasy football playoffs.
Is Gardner Minshew affecting Fournette's value here? Because Fournette was not only doing some good work on the ground, but in the passing game, he really was starting to put together some nice games here. And a lot of that seemingly comes away with Minshew getting the full start here.
So there are a couple reasons why Minshew's actually, I think, maybe worse for Fournette. The first would be is that he throws the ball deep and he does not check down as often as Nick Foles does. You can see from the fact that Shark was back to leading the Jaguars in targets and not D.D. Westbrook. Chris Conley got, you know, involved in the game a little bit. Even Keelan Cole was involved in this one. And he also runs a little bit himself. So that's going to take some of the usage away from Leonard Fournette. Basically, you know, some of those short area runs, they can go to him instead.
If you're the Jags next season, are you going Minshew? Are you going Foles? Do you let him battle it out? Do you try and trade one? They have to clean house in terms of coaching and front office, I'd think.
They have to clean house, but I just don't know if they will. I think the most likely scenario is that Foles is the starting quarterback next year. Leonard Fournette is the starting running back. Doug Marrone is the coach. And if things don't go well, you know, 4 or 5 weeks into the season, that's when we start to see the change from the Jaguars. Even though I don't think it's intelligent, I do think that it is the right thing to do.
I think Fournette requesting a trade is on the table because they seemingly cannot string together enough weeks where they seem to know how to use this guy. I believe there's talent there. I know he was very close with Jalen Ramsey. He can't be all too happy to see him out of town. The Jaguars are just not right as an organization at the moment. I agree when you said they've seemingly given up. The defense just hasn't played football pretty much since Ramsey made his way to L.A. On the other side of this, though, I mean, Rivers was incredible. And Austin Eckler was magnificent. Are we getting closer to the Eckler that started the year?
Well, the Jaguars certainly were very comfortable to just get out of his way and let him score. But anyone who has Austin Eckler, you're starting him because right. He just, you know, he's Austin Eckler. He's got the juice. And Melvin Gordon is a pretty good, you know, in between the 20s runner, decent around the goal line. But Austin Eckler is just the far more efficient, you know, the far better player for the Los Angeles Chargers. And, you know, 8 carries, 101 yards, you know, one really long run. And then the 85 yard touchdown reception. He just looked faster than everyone else. Everyone else looked like they were in slow motion. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited about starting Austin Eckler, you know, in the fantasy playoffs over the next few weeks because he is actually on two of my better teams. Though I will admit, at any given point, we could see the Jaguars or not the Jaguars. We could see them shut it down. This game against the Vikings coming up, not ideal. But that Raiders game during championship week should be just about perfect.
Yeah, the Chargers are just such an interesting team. I saw a look-ahead line that they're going to be 3-point dogs at home next week to the Vikings. I feel like that is respect considering how they're playing and the Vikings being one of the better teams in the league. It's one of those spots where I think you could talk yourself into the Chargers showing up and winning that game outright. They're also the Chargers, so they'll probably lose in the worst way plausible.
Yeah, they're going to. I definitely think that the Chargers having a fourth quarter lead against Minnesota, I definitely think that is a very real scenario. I also think that the Vikings are a team I could see getting into a weird spot against the Chargers, especially if they get down, because the Vikings' identity is so built around running the ball. And I think it's going to be a little bit harder for them. I think it's just going to be a little bit harder for them to run the ball in this game. So, yeah, I could definitely see a scenario where, you know, Austin Eckler gets like, you know, 14 touches. Melvin Gordon has 18 and, you know, Dalvin Cook fantasy owners in the playoffs end up disappointed.
What about Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Hunter Henry, and even Melvin Gordon? Are you good with these guys for next week's matchup?
Yeah, you start all of them. You start Hunter, you start Hunter Henry, you start Mike Williams, you start Keenan Allen. Maybe you hesitate a little bit on Mike Williams. He did finally score the touchdown in this game, but his volume has been just maddeningly inconsistent all year. So if you have, you know, comparable options, I would probably lean towards some other guys. If you need the ceiling, of course, Mike Williams is one of the better ceiling plays that you're going to find, but he does not have a great floor, particularly against the Vikings.
Is River? I mean, I almost look past this, but I mean, Rivers in smaller leagues is out there. Philip Rivers, like, can you start this guy next week?
I do not think that you should start him in this Vikings game, even at home. I do think that he is a very, very interesting ad for week 16 because this Raiders defense, They can't stop anybody, not a soul. They just really can't do it. So I would be pretty interested in adding him for week 16.
Davis, you are too kind to set up the transition to this Titans Raiders game. What in the world is this Ryan Tannehill that we're seeing?
Man, I wish I knew. I wish that I had some reasonable way to explain what's happening with Ryan Tannehill. We are talking about a 30-year-old quarterback in his seventh year in the NFL. Just, I mean, he's having a complete breakout season. So before this game started, he led the NFL in yards per attempt and adjusted yards per attempt. And then in this game against the Raiders, he was even better. He was better. Like, he threw 27 passes, 391 yards. Three touchdowns. He got even better. He was leading the league. This is like he is having the same like per play season just by looking at the numbers as what was happening with with Patrick Mahomes last year. So
yeah,
I don't have an answer for you. I don't know how to tell you, you know, what is or is not happening. If he is or is not this guy, it's just crazy.
And the wild thing is them moving on from Mariota, if he had a subpar year, felt plausible. And if actually Mariota struggled mid-year, them switching over to Tannehill, plausible. Tannehill coming in and giving the Titans no choice but to make him their guy next year, I didn't really see coming. But weirdly enough, the Titans were a team, I feel like 3 years before this year, I always was saying, this is the Titans' year. They're breaking out. They're breaking out. They've now, I guess, found the quarterback to do that. Derrick Henry's putting up monster games. A.J. Brown had a huge game today. I mean, the Titans are 8-5. The Texans are 8-5. They play next week in Tennessee. Are the Titans actually not only going to go to the playoffs, are they going to win the division?
I think they are. I think the most likely outcome now is that they win the division because look how bad their division is. It's crazy. Yeah. Like no one wants to win this division. Houston blown out by Denver. Titans blowout win today. Colts lost to the Bucks. Jaguars, obviously, they've given up. I think they might even be the favorites right now.
Mm. I think they're going to be favored next week because they're going to be the home team in that game. Fantasy wise, is AJ Brown a must start? Is he to that level next week, getting five catches, 153 yards, two touchdowns, and seven targets in this most recent game against the Raiders?
Yeah, I do. So here's, it's kind of a circular logic why he would be a must start, but I will give my best go at it. So yes, his target volume is actually not great. Like if you compare him to someone like Cortland Sutton, right? Like Cortland Sutton has way more targets on the year, but the Tennessee Titans offense has been this really low volume offense over the last few weeks of the season when Ryan Tannehill has been in. You know, he's been throwing like 25 passes in these games. So, you know, I'm looking at that and I'm saying, you know what? I think that they're going to be worse per play, but that's going to lead to more plays overall. And when you have more plays overall, that means more targets to go around, more targets to AJ Brown. And, you know, in PPR leagues, just seeing more targets it overall is going to add more to your baseline projection.
Yeah, it might sound silly, but it is a win-win because if that doesn't come through, that means he's just continuing to play awesome football and someone has to benefit from awesome football, and it might just be AJ Brown. We come back. We've still got to talk about that Pats Chiefs game, but also the Raiders here. Next week, they're playing the Jags team that we were just talking about and how awful they have been. Are we going to now have to ride with the Raiders next week? We'll discuss on the other side of Pro Football Rewind.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All right, we are back here. Pro Football Rewind. We left you guys talking about the Raiders. Kevin Walsh here alongside Davis Maddock. Davis, the Raiders have some weapons, and today they were at without Josh Jacobs. Assuming he comes back next week, he's got to be started. But I guess the question would be, if he's not, DeAndre Washington, Jalen Richard.
I actually would lean on the other side of that. I do not think that we are going to see Josh Jacobs again this year. Mm-hmm. This was a must-win game for the Raiders. They are eliminated, I believe, from playoff contention after this game. I mean, maybe there's like a couple theoretical mathematical holes that they could jump through and you know, four other teams would have to lose games in a specific way. They're done. And Josh Jacobs has a busted shoulder. The reporting from Ian Rapoport was that Jacobs intended to play, but that he was going to get an MRI on his shoulder tomorrow. That doesn't sound very good to me, especially because he didn't even end up playing, even though he wanted to. So I actually think Jacobs, you know, very similar to the Le'Veon Bell, Bilal Powell situation that we discussed earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. I think that we've seen the last of Josh Jacobs as a rookie, and I think that DeAndre Washington is the guy you for sure want to own the rest of the way.
Yeah, but someone's going to have to take advantage of that defense. And who it's going to be, I guess it would then be DeAndre Washington. In the passing game, obviously you're starting Darren Waller. Tyrell Williams, maybe find the end zone again. I mean, even is Derek Carr, if you're still streaming QBs, worth the look?
What we saw in this game is without Josh Jacobs in there, they were just more willing to pass. They threw 34 passing attempts, which is one of the highest totals that Carr has had this year. And then when they got down in the red zone, they threw the touchdown to Foster Moreau, and DeAndre Washington actually almost had a passing touchdown as well. Derek Carr had him open in the flat, was a second late on pulling the trigger, and then threw it away on fourth down in the red zone. A classic Derek Carr move. I think Derek Carr is, again, you know, he's an example of someone that's it's going to feel gross clicking on him, but you might rather start him than some of these, you know, fantasy studs with tougher matchups.
If anything is not left on the table for this game, I want to move on to the Cardinals and the Steelers matchup.
Yeah, let's do it.
If I remember correctly, last time we talked, you're a big Kyler Murray fan. You think that he's going to be very good, and I totally see why. But it's been a tough battle for him these past 2 weeks. The Rams came in pissed off, really shut them down. The Steelers have a very good defense. Murray was able to do some work. This game was close, but three interceptions, including one, Davis, and the one on the goal line, I don't know what in the world he was looking at.
I really feel like they just don't practice red zone plays. I just think the Arizona Cardinals, I just think they get into the red zone and it's like none of them have ever played football before. All the wide receivers just like they run an 8 yard route and they turn around and look at Kyler, and Kyler's like, what do you guys want me to do? And he runs around in the pocket for like 8 seconds and then he gets sacked. It's horrible. It's like it's borderline as bad as the Browns red zone offense. So and the thing you mentioned about Kyler, I am a very big fan. Mm-hmm. And I think there are a couple games you could point to and say, OK, I think this guy is going to be special. The first game you would point to was the Arizona Baltimore game, where they almost covered in that game. Kyler drove them down and they had a chance to tie that game up with the last possession of the game. The come from behind win against Cincinnati, the win against the New York Giants as well. And then the games where you'd point to and say, man, I don't know, you'd say that Los Angeles Rams game, about as bad as it gets. That New Orleans Saints game, about as bad as it gets. And then the first Seattle loss, again, about as bad as it gets. So I am optimistic. I'm a little bit more measured than I was after the first month of the season, because Kyler is still making a lot of the mistakes that he was making in the first game of the season, which, like, you know, he's a rookie. You'd kind of expect a little bit of a growing curve, and he has not had that thus far this year.
I'll say I'm all in on the conspiracy that the Cardinals are saving any red zone offense plays for next year, knowing that this year's a lost cause. I might start to subscribe to that, because Kingsbury, is he this all-world mega offense genius? I don't know. But I think he's a competent, at the minimum, offensive head coach. And I totally agree. They do look clueless every time they get down there. The one thing they did do to score a touchdown was throw the ball to David Johnson. And you're a big Kyler guy. I'm a massive David Johnson guy. Not that long ago, I was on these airwaves arguing that David Johnson was the best running back in football. I think that player is still somewhere there. I think he showed it on the touchdown that he had today. But, I mean, I would assume it is too little too late for this year. And if that's the case, what's the outlook for DJ moving forward, even thinking about next season?
Well, you'd think he's probably not on this team, because they have Kenyon Drake, they have Chase Edmonds, and I believe that David Johnson has an out in his contract after this year. So you would kind of just think, like, you know, that DJ, thanks for your service, but we don't really need you anymore. Mm-hmm. Unless DJ wants to move to wide receiver, because I actually think the biggest problem with this team is they have no wide receivers. They have Christian Kirk, they have Larry Fitzgerald, and then, I mean, these other guys that they, I mean, Demir Bird, Farrell Cooper, Max Williams, like these other guys, like this offense, you need like 4 or 5 good pass catchers.
Yeah.
And they really only have like 2.5 on the whole team. So I think that's actually probably his clearest path to playing time moving forward, is playing like kind of like an Alvin Kamara, where the rushing is really a bonus, but his main job is as a pass catcher.
I actually think that's pretty funny, because they are a team that is trying to deploy 5 wide, and they don't have anywhere near 5 competent wide receivers. On the other side of things, Devlin Hodges did enough to get this team a win, but fantasy perspective, I feel like the most valuable Steeler would probably be their defense.
Yeah, I mean, this game, and really the last like few Steelers games that they've won, it has been all about their defense. Hodges has done enough. He's not been unimpressive. 16 for 19, 152 yards and a touchdown. You know, not the worst game that anyone's ever had. Also added 5 rushing attempts for 34 yards. I certainly think that Devlin Hodges is a better NFL quarterback right now than Mason Rudolph. I don't really have any doubt about that, actually. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a step forward for the Steelers. And it's going to be crazy that they are going to backdoor their way to the playoffs in a year where they traded their backup quarterback, then their starting quarterback got injured, and their backup quarterback turned out to be horrible, and they went to an undrafted free agent who played in the FCS, so that is like the minor leagues of college football, and that's who's going to be starting their road playoff game.
I mean, look, we got to own these things. I'm someone who, when they traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick, thought it was an insane move, and I really think Minkah's very good. He's proved to be even better, I think, than the high man on Minkah, because he's turned them into such an elite defense, but I thought that they might bottom out, and they might be handing over a top 10 pick. I am blown away to see this team competing and now favored to actually be in the playoffs. Next week, they're going to see the Bills. They're hosting the Bills, and James Conner could be returning. Are you looking to start Conner if that's the case?
So Conner is another weird one where, you know, I just don't know what situation he's coming back to. Are they going to use him like they used him the first half of the year where he was the sun and the moon? Or is he going to come back and play what Benny Snell has played, which was like, you know, 16 carries? Like he gets about 60% of the rushing work. And then, you know, Benny Snell not even targeted once in the passing game here. I will say, very nice for Benny Snell that he fumbled, lost a fumble, and still got 16 carries in this game. And I think you have to start Conner, but you don't know what situation you're starting him in.
Mm-hmm. If anything else not there, I really want to get into Chiefs bats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm all on board with this. Great game.
So there's a lot to get here, but for me, I almost feel personally responsible because somebody hit me up to ask me for some fantasy advice, and I told him you have to play Sony Michel. You just have to. They played the Chiefs twice last year. He had 100 plus yards and 2 touchdowns in both games. 5 carries for 8 yards. I mean, I don't know how that's possible.
Hey, he was targeted for the first time in a month and a half, though.
Sony cracks me up, man. I think it's hilarious because every time he's targeted, if you own him, it's almost a worry because he's more than likely going to drop it and then he'll get benched.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you never, like, being in a situation where you're counting on Sony Michel in fantasy, it's like, it's honestly miserable. I had to start him in one league, a 16-team dynasty league, where I fell into him in the rookie draft, and I'm not super pumped about it.
In terms of this game as a whole, right? Like, throw fantasy aside for a second here. The Patriots losing at home, when we talked about this at the top of the show, is a big deal. I can't remember the last time they lost a game in Foxborough. This changes everything, because if they are able to get the one seed in the playoffs, one through Foxborough, then all of these woes may not matter. Now, if you really look at it, if you consider the 4 best teams in the AFC, at least currently by the seeding, it's the Pats, the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Texans. The Pats have played all 3. They've lost to all 3, Davis.
Yeah, and I don't want to be the guy that says I told you so, but I have bet against the Patriots in all of these games. I bet on Baltimore, I bet on Houston, and I bet on Kansas City because it's a very simple thesis. The Patriots might have the best coach. They might have the best quarterback. But you know what? They do not have the best players. Look at this offense. What Patriot player would you take over any of the Kansas City Chiefs players? So you'd take Tyreek over any Patriots pass catcher. Mm-hmm. You'd probably take Hardman over all of them but Edelman. You'd probably split the difference between Watkins and Edelman. You'd take Kelsey over any Patriots player. Like, you just look at this offense and you go, where are the playmakers? Where are the skilled players? They just don't have them.
And honestly, look, Tom Brady, the claim to the greatest player of all time, he's well-earned. At the end of the day, we're doing here and now. Here and now, Tom Brady is currently not a top 10 quarterback. I'm not out here trying to give a hot take. I'm speaking factually to the numbers he's produced. He has not been one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the league, and they need that to make up for what you're talking about is a lack of playmakers.
Yeah, they need to have, for this team to be winning games, Brady basically has to be peak Brady, mm-hmm. and he's not, and it's not his fault either. Like, it is not Tom Brady's fault that he's 42, and he's had Rob Gronkowski for the last decade, and this offense without Rob Gronkowski, turns out that's a very important player.
Yeah, I think that is more than fair. Look, on the other side of this, man, for the Kansas City Chiefs, this wasn't a banner Mahomes game. And for them to win in Foxborough, as much as we're downplaying the Pats as a whole, without a banner Mahomes game feels very impressive. And I also think is a reminder, this team does hold the win over the Ravens. I think the Chiefs have a good chance as any to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the Ravens are the best team, but the Chiefs are the second best team. And I very much want the Chiefs to find a way to rest Mahomes in week 17. I don't know if it's possible. Like, I don't know all of the combinations of their schedule and how things are going to play out for the seeding, but it just seems like he's banged up. It just seems like he is not at 100%. So if they find a way to not have to play him in that week 17 game home to the Chargers, I would love that, because my man, he needs to just put that ankle up, get some rest, and get himself right for the playoffs.
All right, we come back, one more segment to go. We can kind of talk about some of the fantasy stuff from this game, and then maybe some of the look-ahead lines if we have enough time for week 15 as we close it out on Pro Football Rewind on the Sports Grid. Keep it locked right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Pro Football Rewind. Kevin Walsh, Davis Maddock. We were just talking about Chiefs Pats. Fantasy-wise, Davis, what's the big takeaways from this game?
Travis Kelce might not be who you thought he was when you drafted him, but he still is likely going to finish as one of the three highest scoring fantasy tight ends, and would not be surprised to see him lead some people to fantasy titles the next few weeks.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day with Kelce, at least you get that floor, which is more than you can say, you know, for Ertz some weeks, and even Kittle's maybe had his ups and downs. I guess the only other fantasy question remaining is the one that probably hasn't been answered for decades. Is there a Pats running back you can trust?
James White is as close as you're going to get. So six carries, right? It's not the best in the world. He threw a pass on a trick play, and he had seven targets, which was second most on the team. Can you trust him? Are you feeling great about it? Is he going to get, you know, it's actually crazy. His results, he got 0.9 points 1 week, and then the next week he got 40. Mm-hmm. The truth is he probably is going to get you about 12 points every single week, and if he scores, he'll get you more.
I'm pretty upset with James White because his monster game against the Texans got somebody into the playoffs who was now able to knock me out this week, so... tough spot, but it is what it is. I mentioned we were going to do some look-ahead lines, and, you know, typically in this spot, you'd kind of bring up a game of the week or something. I got to be selfish here because I'm seeing a line, Davis, that is making me wide-eyed and pretty excited, and it's actually this Patriots team. I'm seeing right now 9.5-point favorites at Cincinnati. I know they played better with Dalton. I know the Pats aren't great. They murder bad teams. The Bengals are still bad. While this thing's under 10, it almost feels too good to be true. Maybe I'm naive to the spot here, though.
I will take the Patriots side of that game. Yeah, you're right. That's how they've always been who they are. They just have always crushed bad teams. So, yeah, I'm with you on that one for sure. We definitely like the Patriots side.
Is there another Week 15 game that really grabs your attention quickly on the way out?
I mean, I think that the biggest thing to look at in Week 15 is just going to be it's going to be the Chiefs, right? That Chiefs Broncos game, and seeing if we can find a solution for their running back woes. I think that could be a huge story for fantasy football.
And also, I guess if Drew Lock's for real, Davis, great stuff as always. Kevin Walsh here signing off for Pro Football Rewind.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.